Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. That way you can get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now yet another radio station signal carrying Dimitri live and dangerously local, 94.9 FM. It's the audio path of totality. You can also watch the show. Again, there's nothing really to see here, just some idiot talking into a microphone. That's really all this is. And yet a lot of people still tune in. On a bad day, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I still can't believe this. On a bad day, we'll get hundreds of views. That's a bad day. A good day, we'll get at least 1,000, maybe 2,000. And other days, in fact, lately, we've been like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, like crazy numbers. And I don't know why, because there's nothing to see. When I do a phone interview, again, there's nothing to see. The only time there's anything to see here is when I have a guest in the studio, and then I turn my iPad over so that the camera focuses on the guest, and now you've got something to see. I'm completely off camera. But normally, there's nothing to see. But a lot of people want to watch anyway, I guess the way they want to watch train wrecks. So if you have nothing better to do with your life, and apparently you don't, you can actually go to Facebook and see the Facebook live stream of this, train wreck. It's on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, also on my Facebook page, profile page. Dimitri's with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, except you had a V to it. Now, there are a lot of fake Dimitri Vassilaris accounts, as you can imagine, because I'm so popular now, which, again, also amazes me. So look for the one that has the 7,500 followers. The 7,500 followers, that's me. All the other ones that have like two or three and some people from Nigeria or whatever, that's not me. So just FYI there for you. All right, so we have that. Later on this morning, we're going to be talking with Christina Smith with Health Markets Insurance Agency. They've got a big deal event with Ohio Rise. They're going to be handing out, beds. And it's going to be at the St. Clairsville office of Health Markets Insurance Agency. And it's going to be with care coordinator Vicky. And I'm trying to read this information here. I should have reviewed this before I shared this with you. Obviously, I didn't. But it's going to be very good. And we're going to have Christina live on the air here to talk with us about it. It's going to be happening Thursday at the St. C. office of Health Markets. If you care at all about foster kids and kids who have had a really, really, really rough life and don't even have a bed, you're going to want to tune in for that. Full disclosure, Health Markets Insurance Agency. Serena Heckathorn is my Health Markets Insurance agent. I love her. I say that Serena Heckathorn is gold. She is also Health Markets Insurance Agency, is a client of Dimitri 2020 LLC. I do personal endorsements, advertise everything, and do whatever I can to help her. So full disclosure, but this is not a pitch for Health Markets Insurance Agency at all. They're actually doing something very, very nice. The St. C's office on Thursday. And so hope you have a chance to be there and to donate and help out. So we've got all of that going on. Next, I'm not aware of anyone talking about this yet. Maybe some people are on some groups. I don't know. But I think this is worthy of the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Have you been in Bridgeport lately? Bridgeport, I don't think, is run very, very well at all. I really don't. A nice police department. I know a few of the officers. Very, very nice people. Really good, decent people. The Fat Apple is magnificent. It is just the best. Don and Robin and Whitney and Della and all the rest. Sarah, they're all wonderful. They really are. The village government, though, I don't know. So there's Main Street, which is part of 40 National Road, And it's been a mess for years. And they never took out the streetcar tracks. When the pavement starts getting all ripped, torn apart, and the road starts to crumble, and the asphalt starts going away, whatever else asphalt does, you still see the streetcar tracks. They never did this thing right in the first place. And they're not doing it right now with the repaving project. It's been pretty much a clown show about, well, who parks where, when, what time, this, that, and the other. But what really bothered me, because I was there, drove through there yesterday coming from Herb Electric, had a sit down with some of the people there who run Herb, you know, Angie, and I left there with yet another throbbing headache. But as I was going through Bridgeport on Main Street, now, mind you, they've just repaved Main Street. The asphalt is still that fresh black-looking asphalt, like they put it down yesterday or whatever. And I swear, now, I did not take a close look at this because I was driving. Next time, I've got to walk up and down the sidewalk on each side. But I got to tell you, even with just casual observation, you could see the thing is already disintegrating. They had sections. There was one big hole. There was another section there, I think, by the gas station that was roped off that you couldn't go. It looks terrible. It looks like it's falling apart. Now, I can't say that it is. I'm not an expert on asphalt or much of anything else for that matter. But just as a casual observer, as I'm driving on Main Street, and I drive through there a lot, let me tell you, to see a lot of my clients and all that, the thing is falling apart. It looks terrible. The asphalt, we're not even talking about when they put painting, you know, for stripes or, you know, whatever they're going to do, but just the asphalt, I think, is already falling apart. It's like, what the hell's going on? By any chance, this is a heavy lift. I doubt anybody's going to respond, but what the hell? I know I have a lot of people listening to me as they're driving. If you're in Bridgeport right now, or if you're going to be going through Bridgeport the next few minutes, and you're on Main Street, would you please give me a call? I know virtually no one's going to call because it's short notice and it's a real, real, real long shot. But you know, there might be that one person who's listening right now going, hey, I'm in Bridgeport. I'm on Main Street. The asphalt looks like crap, you know. Or they might say, well, I don't know what you're talking about to me, Trigger. The section I'm on looks fine. Which parts of Main Street look fine. But the other parts that I was on, I think Main Street is not very long in Bridgeport. It looks like some of the asphalt, it's already failing. So if you can give me an update, if you're one of my road warriors, could you please give me an update? 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you're driving your truck or your SUV or your sedan or, you know, whatever, or motorcycle, I guess, riding your motorcycle, if you're on Main Street in Bridgeport, would you please give me a call and let me know what it looks like to you? To me, it looked like there was a real problem here. It looked like parts of it were already beat up and falling apart. They just paved the damn thing a few days ago. They didn't do it, you know, they didn't do it the way that I would have done it. That is to pull up all the old stuff, including the old streetcar tracks and everything, and just do it right from the ground up. This is more of a, I don't want to say half-assed job because that's unfair, but more of a superficial. Well, okay, I got to say this right because I'm not an expert on asphalt. It's not as thorough as it could have been. That's the way it seems to me. Again, I'm not an expert. But if by any chance you're driving right now in Bridgeport or you recently drove through Bridgeport on Main Street and you noticed what I've been noticing, give me a call. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Or if you're walking and you're listening to, you know, just get on your cell phone and give me a call. 740-325-1490. If you're a business on Main Street and you are listening and you've noticed the problems here with the asphalt, give me a call. 740-325-1490. I know it's a last minute thing. I know it's unlikely, but maybe there's one person out there in this little segment of time that might be able to confirm what I've been noticing. And believe me, I'm going to go back out there and take a much, much closer look. But man, it looked terrible. They just put the asphalt down. They just put it down over the streetcar tracks. Just the damnedest thing. Anyway, so if you would do that, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. I am not going to hold my breath on this one, but maybe lightning will strike. Maybe there's one truck driver out there, one delivery person going, oh, yeah, this thing is terrible. Or if you own a business there or walking by or whatever, let me know. All right, next. Weather forecast. You don't need meteorologists anymore on TV. They and news anchors are pretty much dinosaurs. All you need is your iPhone. I've got my iPhone here. Or you know, some people use Androids, but they're inferior. But anyway, so I've got my iPhone here. Hold on a second. I already screwed this up. All right. And it's got a weather app that comes with the iPhone. And I'm looking at the 10-day forecast right now for Wheeling, and I've got a very, very bad feeling about this. 10-day forecast. 75% chance of rain today. Tomorrow, Thursday, an 80% chance of rain. Friday, 60% chance of rain. Saturday, 70% chance of rain. Sunday, 75% chance of rain. Monday, 35% chance of rain. Tuesday, 40% chance of rain. Wednesday, 50% chance of rain. Thursday, no precipitation. But then Friday again, 35% chance of rain. I am certainly not an expert on the weather, but I can tell you that this does not look good. Not maybe, you know, it may be fine. Maybe it's not going to rain all that much. I hope it's not going to rain too much, because too much means more, you know, heartache. Triadelphia and Valley Grove and all the other areas there that have just experienced incredible devastation. But it's not looking good with the weather. Not looking good at all. Not to be an alarmist, but if you would please use extreme caution, be very, very careful. And again, we're still waiting for our great representatives in D.C. to come through for us. I have their names and phone numbers added to the Facebook live stream that is on on Facebook and all that. If you see the stream, you will see that their names of the United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito, her phone number, United States Senator Jim Justice, his phone number, Congressman Riley Moore, his phone number. So I'm going to ask you to give them a call. Be professional, be courteous, say your full name, say where you live in West Virginia, and then ask them, what about us? What about our flood victims? For Shelley Moore Capito, anyone can do this if you live in West Virginia. Anyone in West Virginia can do this. I urge every West Virginian to do this today. Shelley Moore Capito, her phone number Shelley Moore Capito's phone number, 202-224-6472. That's 202-224-6472. Senator Jim Justice, his phone number, 202-224-3954. That's 202-224-3954. And Congressman Riley Moore, phone number 202-225-2711. That's 202-225-2711. And with all of them, be very courteous, be professional, don't be a jerk. Tell them your full name. If you're in West Virginia, you gotta be from West Virginia. Tell them your full name. Tell them where you live. And then ask, what about us? We had flood victims too. 9 lives swept away. Scores and scores of homes swept away. Untold scores of other homes damaged. Firehouses damaged. Businesses damaged. Where's the declaration? What about us?